Hi everyone, this is Josh Burke, Executive Director of the Bethlehem Area Public Library, and you are listening to Beyond the Stacks, the library podcast. And my guest today is Matt Wolf, one of the information technicians here at the Bethlehem Area Public Library. How are you doing, Matt?
Oh, great. How are you, Josh?
Doing good. Today, we're going to be talking about an event that Matt is hosting on April 27th over at the Arts House called Experimento, a Cultural Stew. Some of you were hopefully lucky enough to see Matt on Wednesday. Matt was our poet in residence on the plaza, writing live poems, improvising on-the-spot poetry for people for a little fundraiser for the library. You pay a dollar, you get a poem on the spot. And how was that experience?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Something I always wanted to do, and this is the right time and place to do it, and it was for a good cause. Worked out really well. We got a lot of people come to get a poem, so it was very fruitful.
Yeah, it was great. We just put out a sign and said poems $1. We had the bookmobile there too. It was National Bookmobile Day, which I'm sure everyone knows.
Yeah,
I mean, you all know.
Yeah, I think the kids were off from school.
Everyone knows that. So we had the bookmobile there, and then we had Matt in front. A big line of people getting their poems written, and it was really a big success. And thanks for doing it.
Sure.
And so then Matt's next thing he's doing is he's hosting another new event and like another sort of interesting improvisational challenge. Like I said, it's called Experimento, and it's held April 27th, 7 o'clock. And that's not at the library. That's held over at the Ice House on the south side. So just like tell people what can they expect from Experimento?
Wow. This I'm excited about. We have two sets, approximately 45 minutes. There'll be a jazz band called Pink Hex. They're a progressive avant-garde freeform jazz band. They're the foundation of both sets. And then at the same time as they'll be playing, there'll be poets that jump in when they're feeling inspired with their poetry or some lines. And then at the same time as all that, it'll be live painting on the stage. So we have two local painters that will be painting. And then the second set has those three acts plus Megan Flynn Dance Company, who does performance art dance. So it's essentially all going to be improvised. It won't be practiced, you know. It'll go out of the moment, and we're going to inspire each other and see where it leads. And everybody's excited about it.
So the poets will just have some microphones lined up, and they'll just sort of come up when they're feeling inspired.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have two poets per mic, so there's four poets total, and we'll be, you know, there on the edge of the stage, like, you know, there's a riser set up, and then just when they're feeling something, I think I'm gonna start out the whole thing with a poet, and then the jazz band will start to kind of rev up, kind of like a plane taking off. So that'll be good opportunities for the voice to come in. It's hard to predict exactly how it'll go because the band is comprised of saxophone, drums, a guitar player. He has various pedals as well to manipulate the sound. There's a gentleman that just uses noise. Now, it's not necessarily like a cacophony, but it's interesting noises that are thrown in at certain times to accentuate what's happening. So they're pretty. Pink Hex has been playing together for some amount of years, and have played these kind of shows all over Pennsylvania, even in New York. So they have a pretty good ability to listen to each other. That's what the whole key is, for us to listen to each other and not and think of ourselves as one entity that has a goal and not like a showcase of any particular one person. So it's an exciting premise, I feel.
Yeah, it definitely is exciting. I don't think I've ever been a part of anything quite like it. I don't think I've ever seen something quite like this. I know in past years, you hosted some poetry readings and things at the Ice House that were library fundraisers. Those were sort of like, they were Cool. And there were a big range of artists, but they were sort of, I guess you would say, like a traditional poetry reading.
Yeah. I always liked to present multimedia, meaning, you know, music, poetry, dance. I am myself a poet, but when I'm at poetry readings, I like to have a variety. And we had a more straightforward lineup, and somebody would go for 10 minutes, and another person would go for 10, 15 minutes, and they get off the stage. I did that for 3 years. We enjoyed ourselves. We had some great performers. We made some money for the library, but I just wanted to do something different this year. I just wanted to, yeah, straight up do something different than that, different format. And I had been doing collaborations with Jared Balog, who is the co-producer of this show, doing shows together where he played his bass and I do my poetry, and it was an improv element. And we realized we had a good chemistry. As a matter of fact, we've known each other since we were little kids. We played in Little League Baseball together.
Oh, wow.
We played sports together, a lot of basketball. He was on Liberty's basketball team. I was for some time as well. So we know each other for quite some time, and I've always gotten along. And here it is 20-some years later, and we're both doing, you know, artists of some sort. So we've gotten together, have a good chemistry, and I thought then to do this show with them as the foundation, and it just then needed, like, you know, a name and fill out the lineup with some positive people, you know? It's good to have positive people that you get along with and will want to do a benefit show and not worried about not getting paid and have a good attitude and good communication. So we have a good lineup and we have people that fit that description.
Yeah, so you mentioned that so the performers are donating their time. Tickets are $10 at the door. The money is all going to the ongoing renovations that we've been doing here at the library. So again, that's April 27th. Everyone should definitely come out. You'll never have been to an experimental before. I mean, I don't care who you are. You've never been to one. I can write. This is the first one.
This is the first one. I mean, experimento. I don't know. I don't even know how that even happened in my brain, like experimental. It just kind of popped up. I think it's a little more fun to hear that word than experiment. So, and hey, it is a cultural stew. And yeah, I honestly don't think I've been to something like this before. And so for me, there's an element of pushing the boundaries and doing something new, trying something new, something I always did want to have. I'd always wanted live painters. And we have Femi Johnson from Allentown, an outstanding painter, award winner in Allentown, and Nina Budhansing, who is a previous resident artist at the Banana Factory. So things like that, I've never had that with a show before, and I'm just excited. I think as much as anybody that maybe sees this lineup, like, well, hey, what's going to happen? I'm quite curious myself, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit how the painting's going to work. So they're just going to have their, like, easel set up on stage, or?
Yeah, we met the other day. The band will be up there on the stage. And then the two painters, it looks like they have enough room to have their easels where they're facing the band and somewhat facing the audience. The goal is for the audience to be able to see the painting develop. And just so there's different things of interest, you know, like, oh, wow, nothing's going to be performed beforehand or painted. So whatever is the elements that are inspiring them, you'll be able to see how that comes forth in their painting. And then the poets will be kind of below them. There's kind of certain tiers to this stage. It's a loft type environment. And we'll be lending our words there, and there'll be like a layered effect in regards to what's going on there. And then the dance, when they're on in the second set, they'll be even amongst the audience. You know, they'll be in the audience, and then on the riser, they're Megan Flynn Dance Company. They've done this before with Jarrett Balog and his shows, improvisation. They're used to being in the audience, and I'm excited to have them. Some of the members are coming from Philadelphia. Some live here. So, you know what these kind of elements are, but when you put them together, it's kind of like not kind of sure exactly how it will come out with the painting, the music, the dance. And to me, that's the beauty of it.
What's going to happen to the paintings afterwards? Are they like that?
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I need to talk to them about that again, you know, because
I can see people wanting to buy one.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to them. I can't speak for them yet because that conversation hasn't happened yet. I mean, the planning is also part of the experiment, you know, and each step along the way, we've gotten to a certain point in our planning. And I need to ask them whether, you know, I mean, I want to give them, they're the creators, so I'm going to give them the ability to, you know, steer that part of it. But, you know, that's something, well, that's yet to be seen. Stay tuned.
That's going to be that's just a cool thing to think about, that at the end there'll be some unique pieces of art created as well as the music and the poetry.
Let me say, because we also have one of our poets got through his tenure as the Montgomery County Poet Laureate. His name's Chad Frame. I'm really psyched to have him on the bill. Very funny and very talented poet. Cleveland Wall has been doing poetry and performing with her husband who plays classical guitar all throughout Bethlehem. And Jiquad Grimson, actually, to my knowledge, we'll have to ask her, her first open mic was at the library years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she said she hadn't done this before. And it was, I mean, that must have been 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
And then she just kept going more and more. And she's been in multiple events in Allentown. And I thought she would be great. Jared did too. We collaborated once for Jared Balogs. He's also an artist. His art opening in Allentown. So there's people that have an interesting history with the library and with each other that are all joining in on this.
And so, again, it's going to be April 27th, 7 o'clock over at the Ice House. $10 at the door. Money raised will benefit the Bethlehem Area Public Library renovations that we've been doing. I really just like saying Experimento. I enjoy saying it. It's like definitely a good name. And I think it does capture the vibe of the evening pretty well. I'm looking at the poster for it. And so that's a painting that Jared did, I think, right?
Yeah.
So he's a painter too.
Yeah. He lent a painting called After Drumming. And some of our staff here did such a great job with the posters and flyers. I also want to say this is going to be part of the Ice House Tonight performance series. The Ice House has it's like a breeding ground for all types of performances. And there's all kinds of meetings and a range of activities going on in there, grassroots. So really happy to be part of that performance series. It's kind of like we're a grassroots experimental happening within a grassroots building, you know, and as far as what their goals are there. So there's a lot of reasons to come support the show, in my opinion, and really, you know, take part in some quality local art.
I agree. Can't beat it. So many cool things coming together at once. And I know I'm going to be there. And I look forward to seeing what the evening brings us. It's going to be something else.
Absolutely.
So cool. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for joining me on Beyond the Stacks. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you April 27th, 7 p.m. at the Ice House. I'm gonna play some Pink Hex to sort of, what do they say in radio? Take us out.
Yeah, let's take us out with some Pink Hex.
Nailed it. All right.